Okay, here we are in January, the longest month of the year. Am I right? So if you are feeling the little bit of the depressies and lack of motivation this time of year, you're not alone. Today, I'm sharing with you a few quick, simple mindset shifts and tweaks that you can do to help create the motivation, get that motivation that you're waiting for. We don't need to sit back. We have the power just within us with a few little tweaks, and I'm here to share that with you today.
Hey, I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of four little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. We're here in January, the 575th day of the month. I don't know if you can relate to that, but it is long. What is going on here? It's not even really snowy here in Nova Scotia this year so far. It's been pretty mild, but it's definitely super long. And when you're lacking the motivation like I've been this year, it feels even longer because it's just like you're in the depths of winter. So if you can relate to that as well, you are not alone. I'm here to say that. But I want to share a few things that have kind of been like on my mind lately around motivation. And I really needed that like uplifting, like get my shit together, kick in the pants post New Year this year. And I was kind of sharing some of that in the podcast and my stories on Instagram. But I know you're not alone because I had a free Get Shit Done challenge start this week, and so many of you joined me for the challenge. So I think we're all in the same boat. So I'm going to share a little bit of that today and just a few tips and tricks around motivation, but really just like the benefits of having these kinds of communities come together when we're feeling this way. So the first thing I would say is I think it takes a mindset shift around motivation because I think we've grown up along the lines of like, we need to find the motivation. We need to find the motivation to do this thing or to get this done or to do the workout or to tackle the big project, whatever it is. And sometimes we just wait around, right? For that motivation to just come to us. And I can tell you from experience many, many times in the past, but also just this new year. And I do know this, and it's like anything, right? You know these things in the back of your mind. And sometimes it takes, you know, a trigger for you to be able to like take action on it or remember the steps you took the last time when you were in this situation. But I realized like motivation is not coming to me. I do know this. And so I had to like take control of that myself. And so there's a few ways that I did that. And I want to share that with you today. So one of the things that I did, and is to really set myself up for a situation of not waiting for things to happen to me. So that means like, you know, I wasn't waiting for it to get sunnier and for me to feel like a little bit better and more willing to move my body before I did it. Because I know that that's going to mean it's summertime and then I'm going to be mad that I wasted this whole winter by hibernating. / your girl goes to bed at 6:45 as soon as her kids go to bed. So it's not that I'm not doing the hibernating, but you know, that feeling of like wanting to get in that challenge to do the thing. So I just took baby steps. It didn't look perfect. It started small. It was like this morning movement thing I've been doing for a long time. It was hard to get back into after the holidays, but I do have the moms in my Moms Get Shit Done Club and our accountability circle aspect of the club. It's where we kind of check in each week and talk about what we want to focus on for ourselves for the week ahead. Not like including our family, not any of that stuff, but what helps us to feel in alignment. Anyway, I talk about moving my body in the morning there because that really helps me to feel good. And then it's out of the way. And then I'm not like talking myself in and out of it all day. It also helps to give me the energy to get the rest of my things done in the day. Okay. So, tip number one, I didn't wait to feel good to do it. Or I didn't wait to feel motivated to do it because I will literally be waiting forever because I'm not the type of person that gets motivated to do those things. I still don't love to exercise every day. Like I really don't. And once I realize like, okay, that's just me. I'm just not the person who loves to do it. And it's always going to feel hard, but I can do hard things and it's okay that it feels that way. Once I had that liberating kind of like thought pattern, I realized, okay, that's just me. That's just the way it's going to be. So deal with that. And I didn't compare myself to those other people who really like, you know, enjoy the workout, enjoy doing all those things. Cause it's just not me. I'd much rather be like hiking outside or going for a walk or something like that. But sometimes it doesn't allow for that. So I just decided to take the first step. I have super easy, ways to move my body in the morning and started there. And then the motivation actually comes. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this. So first, don't wait to be motivated. That's the first tip because never likely, if you're like me, it's not going to happen very easily. Second, the way to get that motivation is to build momentum. Momentum happens by taking micro actions. So number two would be micro actions. So these are those little tiny baby steps that you need to take towards the thing that you don't want to do. So for example, I started my morning movement with just 10 minutes of walking on my treadmill in the morning. I always used to say this thing to myself, if I could do it for 10 minutes, then I'm done. I don't have to feel like anything about it. I can do 10 minutes and then I can be done. So that's my first little step into it because it's really hard. You know, it feels like a huge mountain that you have to climb when you're like tired in the morning and you have to do this movement. So I walked my treadmill for 10 minutes and I did that for like a week. And then the next week came and I added a little bit more time. So these are my micro actions, my small baby steps into the thing that I don't want to do. And when you do that over time, your body, number one, you build a habit. Number two, your body and your brain start to like really look forward to it. And you end up getting those like little endorphin rushes. And that right there, those micro actions build up to like become a snowball. And then you get the momentum to push it up the hill because you have been doing the thing that you didn't want to do. And you kind of come to realize it. So then you have the motivation. And that's where maybe you add something in or you do a little bit more or you just keep trucking along. And that's when it doesn't feel as hard. When you get to that place of motivation, that's when it doesn't feel as hard. And it's one of those things where like, this is how you get the motivation. We don't wait for the motivation to come. So in case that was really clear as mud for you, I'm going to recap it a little bit. Number one, we can't wait for the motivation to come to us. So we have to take little micro actions, these little baby steps, to move up the hill slowly. Whether it's 10 minutes of walking, you add 1 minute each week, whatever that looks like, the least resistance path into that thing you don't want to do. Number two is you want to build momentum by doing that thing over and over and over again, the easy thing over and over and over again. So when you build that momentum, you start to be able to push that big snowball up that hill a little bit. That thing that doesn't feel as easy to do becomes a little bit easier because you're not starting and stopping and starting and stopping. You're taking these little baby steps all the way up. And newsflash, don't look up the mountain. Don't look at how far you have to go because then that's going to feel so much harder, right? Just look right in front of you, take that next step, add that 30 seconds longer, eat like every couple of days on that treadmill to see how you feel. So you've got that momentum started, right? You're heading up that hill. You're not looking at the top, looking just in front of you, one step in front of the other. And then before you know it, bam, there comes the motivation. The motivation that you're like, I'm almost at the top. This is feeling easy now. I've built the strength. I've built the muscle memory. I've built the mental capacity and mental strength to keep going. And then that's when we kind of feel that habit settle in and we kind of feel that motivation to keep going. So that's my little philosophy around getting motivation. And if you didn't start out with it this new year, don't worry, because you can create it with those steps. So I want you to kind of reflect and see if any of that resonates with you. And that's part of the reason why I took this Get Shit Done challenge right now. I decided to put it on because I wanted to show moms, like, we can just do these baby steps and get that motivation to get shit done. Because this time of year, it's not coming at us. It's really not. And there's stuff stacked against us, like the weather and sickness and the long days and the longest month of life. So don't rely on that motivation to come for you. Don't wait for that thing like, oh, the wedding that I have in the spring, that's going to help me to start to do the thing. Like, we are strong women. We can actually do these things on our own by switching our mindset. So I don't know if that was helpful for you today, but I really wanted to share that message with you around how to create and how to get that motivation that you're looking for. I just want to plug the Moms Get Shit Done Club, because literally, you guys, that is where I find this motivation daily. We have this little sector of the club because the club is really supportive in a lot of ways. But one of the ones that's the most beneficial right now for me and a lot of the moms that we talk about every day is this accountability circle. It's a little pod where we come together and we just take a minute each Monday to really reflect on what we want for ourselves this week. So mine tend to be like, I want to have my nutrition under control, and I kind of want to have some morning movement and then some pieces of my business that I like to focus on. And when I say it out loud, it makes a difference. And we have this kind of thread where we just talk through what are our struggles for the week that might impact this. And then Fridays, we check in and see how we're doing. And it really helps us to think about what's in alignment for us. And that's just one facet of the Moms Get Shit Done Club that I really find is helpful, because, you know, we can do for everyone else, but we just need 5 seconds to come and think about ourselves for a minute. And that's where these kinds of skills, like this motivation idea and these kind of reframing of our mindset, can really happen and take place. So anyway, take a look at the show notes for information on the Moms Get Shit Done Club, because it might be exactly what you need. And I walk moms through these kinds of things in the club to kind of help us move forward. So anyway, I hope that was helpful for you and you took something out of it. And it made this longest week, longest day, longest week, longest month a little bit easier for you, because I'm feeling it. But spring is around the corner. Days are getting a little bit longer, small day by day. And I know these little tips and tricks can be helpful for me, so I hope they are for you. Anyway, have a lovely day. Take care.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram @Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.